choice. Go bless the right with the world. And then you should keep it. So Marian says, Hocha v'mayaskin. Now we're talking about over here, v'shvil shakramin. We're talking about over here that there's a whole line of vineyards over here. The Yemisa de Mial Mosi, if it was true that this bird flew in from a different state, it flew in from someplace else, if so, Kivon de Midido, Lamotsi Yosso. Since if it hops, it can't come here, to hold the Midido, for the Chosile Lekine Midido. That one that hops only hops if it could see its house. If it can't see its birdhouse, it doesn't hop away. V'loi, it doesn't hop away. It's rational like this. V'shul shakramim. Tadei kramim nodado chutz v'chamishim. True. We're talking about now that it could be it's a shvil shakramim. There are kramim here. And therefore it can hop away more than 50 yamas. O'miyo v'asaru b'diyam alak l'meizel. You can't go v'asaru over the world. Because the chol ha'modado any bird that hops only v'choz l'kina, that could still see his birdhouse, k'shamach, the Russian turns his head around, modado, it'll hop away. But he loyla modado. It won't make any turns that it cannot see his birdhouse anymore. Fahai imayal mosi le mosi chaz lekinei. The krumim asikon lefanov. We're talking about now in the middle of krumim of vines here. So if so, it could only be a shala came from one of these two birdhouses that are in the krumim itself. But to say that this bird came from another place away, that we wouldn't say, because since the bird now is a small one only hopping, it does not hop in a place where it cannot see its original shevich. So here, since it's outside the krumim, it would not be able to see it. So here, but we have no kasha against Rabbi Chanina. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, we also learned like this, now we'll bring a proof to Rabbi Chanina, that the roiv v'kar of halach achar roiv, if you have a question, go after the roiv, or go after the kariv, you go boss of the roiv. Sounds like this, dam shenimtsa v'proizer. In Anisha, she found blood in a praiser in the canal, in the womb, in the canal, in the vagina. She found blood. Sveikoi tome. That we don't know where the dam came from. So minasafik we say she's a nida. Shecheas kosoi min hamakor. Because most probably the dam came from the makor, came from the womb that made her a nida. Rashi's v'yafa gav diyiko aliyah. Even though there's blood that could come above, on top of the womb, that would not make her into a nida. And the Makarva, even though that blood is closer to this blood over here. So still we say, no, go bust a rife. Because you found blood in the praiser, in the canal. She found blood. The suffix, where did the dam come from? Did it come from the makar, from the womb, that should be a nida? Or did it come from the aliyah above the praiser, which is dam tor? And the dam is curved, it's more, the dam where she found it now is more closer to the aliyah. Still, we say she's Tameya. Why? Because Roiv Dam comes from the Makor, comes from the womb. Not so much Dam comes out of the Aliyah. So here's the proof from the Chanina that you go bust a Roiv and not bust a Karev. So Rashi says, Nimtza v'proizda, Nimtza Dam Lisha Bein Kais Lirechem, Mibachutz HaKorri Beis Achitza. She found it in the vagina going out. So Sveikoi Tomei, Rashi says, Sofik Zeh Tum Avadois. We say she's like Avadi Nida. Midetoni Kaseh Shechaz Kostum Min HaMakor. Because it says that the chazoka, the dam, this blood comes from the womb. Or mas sveiki yeshkan. What other stuff could it be? Reishu the masis and sechtu nida. Moshu of isha. In the isha, there's like the cheder, there's the room. For our praise of the canal of aliyah, the top room. Dam ha cheder tameya. The dam that comes from the inside room, that's the womb. She's tamei. Vu ha makor, that's the womb. On the first big gemara, ha cheder mevifnim. That the womb is inside. Vu ve gufa, letzad ocherel. For our praise of mevichus. The praise of the canal coming out. The Haliyah, the room on top, the Nuya Gavish, that's on top of both of them. The Dam Aliyah Tor, the Dam that comes from the Aliyah, that's Dam Tor. The little Pasuch Melila Praiser, there is a little opening canal from the Aliyah, the upstairs, into the canal. Uktoni, it says, Nins, the Praiser, you find Dam in this canal, Ches Kosim in Amakor, we say this Dam comes from the womb. Zav Yoytel Chutz, Hoyover Rav Dom Mitsuyim Boy, Floyamim in Aliyah Notav. Derech halul, afagav the liya karav lepraiz, the shagabav. So what is the proof? You go bus a roiv and not bus a karav. So Mar says, no, even here there's no proof. Omale rava, roivu motsui kamrit. You want to tell me a case where not only is it roiv, that roiv dam comes from the makor, from the womb, but it's also motsui. Like any time Anisha finds dam there, most probably it's motsui, it's more probably it came from the womb. So there, roivu motsui lekalamandi yomar. That nobody argues on. Everybody agrees that a roiv with a motzi is better than a karav. That's only Rebbe Chiya. Dam hanims in the praiser. You found dam in the praiser. Chayov amolav al bias migdash. The mama, she's chayav a korban. She went to the Beis Hamikdash and she's tomei. She's chayav a korban. For sof and all of us a truma. The Yomar Rav, Rav said, Shmamina and Rabchia tlas. For Rabchia, we hear three halachas. Shmamina roiv a korban halachach a roiv. For Shmamina ruba the araisa. Shmamina isa the Rav Zayra. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
We'll go with that tomorrow against the last.
Again, the Tony Reb Chia. All right. So more again, so far we had a shaila nachov dalam ralef. The shaila about Reb Chanina said a chiddush that if you have a roiv and a korus, if you have a suffix where something comes from, a roiv says it comes from here, and korus says it comes from here. So he says holkom acha roiv, we go after the roiv. So more says the third line, omay abaya abaya sedafan on nametanina. I bring your proof also to Reb Chanina. We also learn like this. It says halokam esechta nida. That dam she nimtza be proizdor, a dam that Anisha finds in the proizdor, that Rashi says koistli harechem ibachutz, she finds a dam in the canal. So sveikoi tami, we have a suffix. Where did the blood come from? Did the dam come from a makor, from the womb? That's dam didus, or did the dam come from the aliyah, from a place up a little further up? And that dam is dam tor. So in our suffix we say she's tami. Why? She ches kosa min hamakor. Because the other chazaka, the most probably the dam came from the makor, from the womb, and was chased his tummy. Now the chiddush is v'yafagav v'yiku aliyah de makarva. Even though there's a little space on top of the canal, on top of the vagina, that dam comes from there is tor. So where we find the dam now, there's a closer space to say it came from dam tor. But there's a reason to say the dam came from the makor, from the womb, because roiv dam that comes out from the isha comes from the womb. So we see we go bust a roiv even though there's a korv. So here's the proof to Rabbi Chanina. So Mara says back no. Omale Rova Rova says, maybe from here there's no proof. Roiv motzi kamrit. You want to tell me not only when it's a roiv against the korv, but it's a roiv and a motzi. Like, it's two things. It's roiv and it happens very often. Roiv motzi lekalamandi yomar. That nobody argues on. Everybody agrees. Where there's a roiv and where there's a motzi together, everybody agrees you go bust a roiv. The only time they argue on Rabbi Chanina is when it's a plain roiv without a motzi. To Tony Rabbi Chia said like this, Dam ha nimtza b'praizder, dam that we find inside the canal by the Isha, which makes a badika, and she finds dam there, Chayovim olav al bias migdash, if later or before she went into the base of migdash, so she's chayiv a korban, because we know now that she's tameya, she's tamei nida, and if she went to the Beis HaMikdash, she has to bring a korban. She's chayov molav al bias migdash. And v'sarfen olav es ha-truma. If she touched truma in between, we have to burn that truma. And Rashi says, v'lo yamrin et safiku. And we do not just say it's a safik. V'tolin, and to say that the truma is tolin, which would mean lo yochlo v'lo yisarfen. If the person already has a safik truma, then the locker is, if the truma is not tameya, you're not allowed to burn it. So if you have a suffix, whether the truma is tamei or not, the din should be not to burn it. But here we say, no, you're allowed to burn the truma. For a surf and all of us a truma. Why? Because we say that this dam is vadai dam nidus. Yeah. In other words, we say vadai, the dam came from the makor. Now, v'yom harov, harov is said, if so, shema mina from here. Shema mina mid Rav Chia. From Rav Chia we hear tlas. We hear three things from Rabbi Chanina. From Rabbi Chia. Shema mina, first we hear that roiv ikarav holachach roiv. That we go bust a roiv. Here the question is, did the dam come from the makor, from the womb, which is roiv? Or did the dam come from the aliyah, which is karav? And then she'll be tor. So we say no, the dam came from the makor, that she's tameya, because we go bust a roiv dam. Oh, shema mina here also, rubid yiraisa. Shema mina, that's what we go, we have to roiv, it's a svar in the yiraisa. It's not just dam, a svar in the rabbonin. Because that we say, roiv chazak or roiv odiv, it's not stam rechumer midrabbanan, because if so, we would not burn the truma. Should only be tumeya min asafik. Here we say no, that you have a right to burn the truma that she touched. That proves it that she's vadai tumeya. So roiv is a svar in the araisa. And also shema mina isalu the Reb Zera. I also have a proof over here that we hold like Reb Zera's halacha. The Yama Reb Zera, the Reb Zera said. Even though the gates of the city is closed, still I go after Roiv. So Rashi speaks out, this is the Gemara in the end of the Perakam and the Ksubis, that if you find a piece of meat in the middle of the street, in your city, so if the city has Roiv butcher stores there, sell kosher meat, and there's only one that sells basa treifa, and if you find meat now in the middle of the street, the locker is, Herlach Acha Roiv, and we say it's kosher meat. Now there's one mandiyom over there that says that's only where the Dalsas Medina are opened. And therefore they're like two roivs. That there's a roiv in this city, and also maybe the meat came from the next city, the people traveling from other places, which also is roiv Torah. There's such a mandiyom over there. And there's one mandiyom that says no. Even though the Medina, the city, is closed, that means nobody came in from outside. This meat surely came from people here in the city. Still, even though there's only one roiv, still you go to Kula. That's the proof over here that we hold like Reb Zera. That means Afa Pisha Dalsas Medina's Nuolois. Even though the gates are closed, that there's no the meat did not come from out of the city. It's for sure from in the city. So you only have one roiv that it came from one of these kosher butcher stores. Still, we go Bosa one roiv. What's the proof? So your Isha, here this case of an Isha, when she found dam in the praise or in the canal, and we have a suffix, where did this dam come from? Did the dam come from the Makar, her womb, that she's Temeya Nida, or did the dam come from the Aliyah, that she's Tor? So here, the Chidalsas Medina Nulas Dami, it's like the city, like the wall, the gates of the city is closed, because there's only one doubt here, there's only one rive. Like this rive, the dam came from the Makar, from the womb, there's only one rive here. Even so, Kwaslina and Bosa Ruba, we go after the rive. So here there's only one rive, and still we go Bosa the rive. But there's no Tati rives. But Elachadru Rashi says, Rive Domin on a Kor. For Kazli Bo Bosa Ruba, Lovi Korbanli Azaro, Lister of Truma, Dimitri Yisra, Lassais. Yeah. You see, it's not called a Suffolk, but it's called a Vadi, go Bosa one rive. Mer says, I have a Ravu de Koma. Roivu Motsoi Lekalamandiyama. So the question is, how can we bring a Raiv from over here? That you go Bosa Raiv, here the Chort's Roivu Motsoi. And you told me, Rabbi before said that there's no proof from this case of Dam Nido to Rabbi Chanino. Because Rabbi hold here it's Dam, it's Roivu Motsoi. Like most of the Dam, it's not only Roivu the Dam, but it's the Motsoi. What happens often is the Dam comes from the womb and not from the Aliyah. So here it's Roivu Motsoi, can't bring a proof. And still the Gemara says here, we do bring a proof. That's a kasha and Rava. I have a Rava, the Kiyama, Rava, Motsi, Leklam, and the Yama. Nobody says not like Rabbi Chanina. So you don't need a proof. And Rashi says, for Rava, the Yama, Liel, Rava, Motsi, Leklam, and the Yama. Nobody says not like that. He's so like Tisiana, Rabbi Chanina, Meho. Then how could you bring a proof from Rabbi Chanina? From this halacha of Dam Hanimsa, the praise door, Dam Hanimsa, the praise is Rava and Motsi. And Vahacha, Messiah, Leminei, the Kamash, Mamina, Tlas. Here we are bringing a proof. So Gemara says, "Enechnami, I'll tell you, Horda ve Rava meahi." Rava Taka retracted from what he said before. In other words, there's no new svara of Rive or Motsi. Rive is Rive, whether it's Motsi or not Motsi, it's a mile of Rive. So if you argue on Rabbi Chanina, even though the Rive is Motsi, but still maybe you go bust the Karav. If something is close by, it's a svara. It came from the Karav. And so here we have the proof now that we say the dam came from the womb, even though it's further away. But since it's Rav dam comes from the womb, we say she's Temeya. So here it's a proof from Chanina that Rav Akariv, the locher is Herlechacha Rav. Itma will learn like this. Chavyis Shetzofa Binor. Let's say you find a barrel of wine floating in the river. So Omar Rav says like this. Nim says, Kineged Ir, Sheruba Yisrael. If you find this barrel in the river, near a city, that most of the people in this city are Jews, so then Mutar, they have a right to say this wine came from a Yisrael, and therefore it's Yain Kosher, you're allowed to use it. What about Kineged Ir, Sheruba Nochrim? Let's say you find this barrel near a city, that most of the people there are Goyim, then Asira, then we say the barrel is Mstam Yain Nesach, that the wine is also. Ushmulama Shmuel says no. Shmulama afi lo nimtseis. Kineged ir. Sheruba Yisrael asira. Even if you find this barrel of wine near a city that Raiv is Jews, still the dam is asa. Still the barrel of wine is asa. Why? Ema, we have to be afraid to say maybe, mehai dikra soy. Maybe it came from this place. So Rashi says, Mehi dikra means shame mechuzu. Al nahar pros, maybe it came from a different place, up the river. And there in that place, there are not so many Jews living there. So if this barrel floated down the river from the upper city, even though now you find it next to a city that has Yisraelim, but since it's possible this barrel started out from above on the top, that floated down, and over there there are Rav Goyim, therefore we have to be afraid and say this, that the barrel is awesome. Now, what's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Rav says it's kosher, and Shmuel says no, still it's asira. So what's the machlokes? So Mar says the churah lema. Let's say, but the Rabbi Chanina komiflagi. It's a machlokes of Rabbi Chanina. The Mar isla the Rabbi Chanina. One holds you go bosa koruf. In other words, that's a svara. That's the svara lema Rabbi Chanina. The Mar isla the Chanina. The churah if Yodi go the hold the Rabbi Chanina. That's Shmuel svara that you don't go bosa koruf. We go bosa rive. If even though you're next to a city now that has Rav Yisraelim, but it goes lost the Rav, maybe came from further up where the places they have more Goyim. Omar Luchur and Rav, less like Rav Chanina. Rav says, no, we do not hold like Rav Chanina, but rather we go lost the Karav. If there's a question to go lost the Rav, that this barrel came from Rav attack a Goyim. But since right now you found this barrel next to a city that's Rav Yisraelim, it's as far to say it came from Yisrael. So the Luchur, you see, we do not hold like Rav Chanina. So that's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rashi says, Rav less led Rav Chanina. V'yozel bos the kurva. Therefore, Rav goes bos the kurv. So if right now you found the barrel near a city that roi by Yisraelim, you have a right to say the barrel is kosher. O Shmuel ozel bos the ruba, or the yist led Rav Chanina. And Shmuel says, no, even though you found the barrel near the river, that's near the Jewish quarters, but since it's possible the barrel came from roi further up, we say it's asira. So who has the machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, do you go bus to Roy, or do you go bus to Karav? So Mar says, maybe Loy, I'll tell you not like that. So Kula Yal Me'islo to Rabbi Chanina. It could be everybody holds like Rabbi Chanina. Usually, when you have a Roy against the Karav, if you have a question, maybe this barrel came from Roy people that are Goyim, or did it come from the nearby city where you see it right now, everybody holds to go bus to Roy. So really, everybody should agree to Shmuel that the barrel should be Yosa. If so, why does Rav say over here the barrel is kosher? So I'll tell you, v'hocho, v'ho kemiflagi. To myself, I'll tell you, Rav holds. Im isa de mahai dikra soin, if the barrel started out further up the river, from that city which have Rav Goyim there, I'll tell you, akula yapshuri heve mataboyelo. There are a lot of side roads that the barrel would have ended up. It wouldn't have come straight down. Rashi says, akula yapshuri heve tovile, Rashi says, harbe mekremes yesh mishom v'yadkan. There are a lot of places down the river, Shahamayim misaklin or misgalgalin kagalgal, like the water like turns off to another route. V'mokam echad machmas kipas loyim, because a lot of stones on the road on in the river there. Ahavoyim el toychanor v'amayim mechasna leim v'yasvinas misgalgalosham v'toyvoyz, and the ships go there. So the kitzah, it's not misam for this barrel started out from further up. It would have been knocked out before it reached here. That's Rav Svara. Therefore, Rav says here, there's no Rav, there's only a Karav. So we go, boss, so you found the barrel now near a city that has Rav Yisraelim. We say the barrel is the Ayin Kosher. Omasov, Shmuel says, no, so we have to be afraid, maybe, Charifa de Nahara, Nokit V'yasoi. Maybe the barrel got stuck in the middle of the river, which is a strong flow of water, and that strong flow of water could override even the rocks. So maybe it's possible that this barrel did start out further up from the Rav Goyim, and therefore you go bust the Rav Goyim, and we say the yain is awesome. Rashi says, Harifa de Nahara, Nokav Yasoi, Shema Mitchila Nofla, the Emtes Hanor, the beginning it fell into the middle of the river. Bamakim Chazoka Merutzas Hamayim, where the water is strong and flowing. Have Yasai, and if that brings it, Lenichosa Lintosh Yomnesmel, like the strong current of the river made the barrel float straight down and did not turn right or left. So maybe that's the machlekes over here, but everybody agrees to Rabbi Chanina. Now the Gemara says, "Ahu chatzvo dechamra." There was a barrel of wine. Dishtakir bepadisa diola. We found in the middle of a padis of a vineyard of orla. We found in the middle of a vineyard that's only 2 years old. So the question is now: does the wine in this barrel did it come from these grapes? That's orla, so it's trafe. You can't drink the wine. Or did the wine come from a different place? So Sharya Ravina. Ravina said yes, the wine is kosher. And he's not afraid, maybe it came from this kerem. Yeah. Like maybe whoever stole the wine stole it from this vineyard. Why? Because he owes like Rabbi Chanina. Like we go bust a rife. Rife grapes, mistama, not from Orla. Even though now you found this barrel of wine in the vineyard that's Orla, but don't go bust a karav, go bust a rife. So it's a rife, Rabbi Chanina. Samar says, no, Shani Yosemir is different. The Mignev Mino, it's Nuya Vagavoi, Le Matsnoi. That Lo Yitzur the Ganes stole the grapes from this vineyard and made the wine right here, he would not store the wine in it. He would for sure store it someplace else. So since you find now a barrel of wine in this vineyard, that's the svara did not come from here. So maybe other places we go bust a korov maybe. Maybe there is a svara of korov. Just over here, we don't go bust a korov, because over here it's a svara that for sure the ganef did not take the wine from this vineyard. Vahani mili chamra. We only find if you found wine in the barrel. Aval invo, but if you only found the barrel of grapes, matznoi, then yes, then he hides it. So if you only find a barrel of grapes, so we're afraid maybe the ganef stole it from this vineyard, that's Orlo, and therefore the grapes are Rosa.